Initiative 732 would put a tax on certain fossil fuels and fossil fuel-generated electricity. The proceeds would go towards reducing the state's sales tax and certain manufacturing taxes, as well as providing rebates to 400,000 lower-income families. Yoram Bauman is the head of Carbon Washington.
So on average, most households will pay a few hundred dollars a year more for fossil fuels and a few hundred dollars a year less for everything else.
The carbon tax will eventually raise gas prices by 25 cents per gallon. It's modeled after the system already in place in British Columbia. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has pushed for a carbon cap and trade system, but it's faced an uphill battle in the state legislature. Carbon Washington needs to gather 325,000 signatures in order to get the carbon tax initiative in front of the legislature. If it doesn't pass, it'll go on the ballot in 2016. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.